Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Tom Martin is our friend at the great KCTV 5 in Kansas City, Missouri, where I was born. Believe it or not, no one cares. But I'm a St. Luke's Hospital, 12 pounds, 8 ounces, rock star status, one of the heaviest kids ever born in that hospital. But I did not turn out a fat ass. I am a baller, and everybody knows it. Tom, good to have you back on the bench. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. They still talk about you back at St. Luke's. You know, I hear rumbling.
I hear that. It's they don't talk about me at KCTV 5 anymore.
Do I want them to?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I guess I guess when I was there, all those people are either dead or gone, right?
There's some holdovers here and there, but, yeah, the young guns like me wind up getting our way in the door somehow, right?
Good for you. Hey, so let's talk about the feeling of confidence. Is it there for the Chiefs this week going into this game with the Colts based on, you know, their 1-10 mark in the playoffs of note? And certainly everyone knows Andy Reid struggles. I'm not sure I'm buying into all that nonsense that he can't win playoff games. I think when you got Pat Mahomes, you can do anything. They can win that game, believe me, you, on Saturday.
Yeah, Mahomes is the new game breaker for him, and I'm curious to see how much of a difference that makes. I think the confidence is high. I know for the fan base here, as I'm sure you know, that the Colts have been the Achilles heel. You have 4 losses to them in the last 20 years. You haven't had a home playoff win at Arrowhead since 1994. There's the Lynn Elliott game, the no-punt game, the massive collapse in Indianapolis a few years back. So that's on the fan base's mind. But with the team, as far as they go, you know, I think most people recognize that the Colts, as hot as they are, really haven't beaten anybody unless you really believe in the AFC South. And the Chiefs this whole season have been tested by the league's best teams, and I think it's about time they pass a test like this. They've come up just short against the Pats, just short against the Rams, but I think they have the firepower, and somehow Scott is the top seed. I think they feel like they're a bit disrespected right now, and if you have that underdog mentality coupled with the talent they have, that could make for a pretty pretty dangerous recipe for them come this postseason.
Now, listen, I'll give you that, you know, the Chiefs and Mahomes have been incredible. I've said on this show they will not be stopped. They will score all day, even when they lose, like when they you know, lost 43-40 or when they put up 50 and lost to the Rams. I mean, this team will light it up no matter what in that game. But I have a hard time absorbing the they didn't beat anybody. If you win 10 of 11, I don't care if you beat the Sisters of the Poor. If you win 10 of 11, I don't care who you're playing. And in the NFL, in this day and age, you win 10 of 11, you are legit.
Right, but I'm a Texans fan, Scott, so I know, looking at that team, looking at the flaws they have, if that's the resume builder for the Colts, I just don't see them going up against the Rams, the Saints, and we'll find out about the Chiefs. I could be so wrong on this, but I feel like that a lot of what they did came against teams that they kind of have an idea of how to beat, the teams that want to run the ball more first and foremost. They have not played a Patrick Mahomes, and there's maybe only a few guys in his category this year, but this is a new animal for them. This is not the same offensive approach they're used to. I think there's more innovation in this play calling that they're going to face. And I expect a shootout. You're right. The Chiefs can score a bunch. They give up a bunch, too. And I figure, what, the over-under is 57.5? That might get shattered. I'm thinking 43-38, something like that.
So do you think, and I agree with that, that it's going to be wild, because I don't think anyone can stop Luck right now, and I certainly don't think the Chiefs can. The thing is that I think this comes down to the Colts' defense, because I don't think the Chiefs have a good defense. And it really boils down to, do the Colts have a good defense? Because they're about to find out if they have a good defense or not, because this guy will legitimately, I think he'll put up 45. You know, I don't care if it's if there's wind, snow, rain, and mud. He's still scoring 40-some points.
The Colts have got a hell of a linebacker in Darius Leonard, and I like what they've done. I mean, like you said, 10 of 11, they're legit. But I think the defense, the way they go about things, they are a cover two team. They'll play a lot of zone on you, and no quarterback in the NFL has eaten up zone like Patrick Mahomes. He's the number one rated guy against zone in the NFL. And, okay, the easy thing is to say, well, gosh, the Colts are doomed because that's just what they're going to do. They're going to roll over and get beaten by this guy. I think they'll make adjustments as they see fit, but the combination of Mahomes to Travis Kelce, and especially if they get a healthy Sammy Watkins, this is the big one, Scott. He's practiced in limited fashion all week, but there's such a tangible difference in when they had him early in the year versus what they've been lately. If they get him back, they're hitting 50. I have a hard time not seeing that.
Do you think so Sammy Watkins is going to go? Let me ask you a bizarre question. Do you think there's any chance at all that they would deal with Rooney and try to make a deal for Antonio Brown? Can you imagine having Ty Hill and Antonio Brown on the Chiefs?
They've got to do so much for this defense before they can get even richer there. They are so rich. They can put Chris Conley, DeMarcus Robinson, guys you hardly heard of, and they make big touchdown plays because of the quarterback. The fans would love it. I'd love it. I'd love to cover it. You got to fix the defense. There's so much work to do there.
So Tom Martin with KCTV5, the great station in Kansas City on television. I got to ask you, when you have seen, and I don't know how many of these disasters you've been at, but you know over the years you've seen these Chiefs playoff failures. I mean, the Pittsburgh game, the luck, the things that I've seen happen to them, honestly, in the postseason is almost like you could write a book about it.
I remember last year sitting in the press box there. They are rolling over the Titans in the first half. And there's a columnist here named Sam Mellinger, does an excellent job with the KC Star. And Marcus Mariota throws a touchdown pass to himself. It got deflected by Darrell Revis. He catches the deflection, gets in the end zone, and Sam Mellinger blurts out in the press box, this one's over. They're going to win. The Titans are going to win. They're going to come back and do it. There is just so much bad juju here, Scott. It's hard to quantify when over and over it happens. They've been at home. I mean, Arrowhead's supposed to be this big advantage. It hasn't mattered in the postseason. I will say for the defense this time around, to give you a number, they are averaging 2 touchdowns fewer allowed per game at home. It seems like Arrowhead finally might be a bit more of a home field advantage that it should be than it was in recent years. But there is a monkey on the back element to this, and I think some of the players who were there in Indianapolis or part of the Pittsburgh game or part of the game last year, they got to be thinking about it. And I think a win, we talked about this today, I think a win over the Colts here, if you get that one monkey off the back, that could set them free for a Super Bowl, no doubt.
So do you tell me what happened when they got rid of Hunt? And, like, it was a huge story. And then I want to know what happened, like, after the fact. So once the national scene got done with embarrassing them, what was the fallout like in KC with the fact that they had got rid of him? Was it like, you know, wash your hands of him, see you later, bye, screw you? Or was it difficult? Was it weird? What was the groove like after they got rid of him?
There have been very few lingering effects. I think part of that is the nature of the NFL and the way they run the offense here, which is to say the running back is important. But if you have guys, I mean, they signed 4 or 5 running backs this offseason, and we're thinking, why do they need all these guys? They have Kareem Hunt. It worked out for them with Spencer Ware and Damian Williams and even this undrafted kid named Darrell Williams. I think they just like the depth they have, and they must have made a point behind the scenes to say, Kareem Hunt is who he is, real talented player, but we think we got some capable replacements, so let's not make a big thing of this. Let's not talk about it. And they've been real easy to move on. I mean, the most we got as far as them talking to us, Scott, was mostly, well, he's my friend or we were buddies, but we got to move on. I mean, there was hardly any support for him at all, and you wouldn't think there'd be support, but not even to the effect that he was a good player. They just moved the heck on in the public light, and I think what they've gotten since then on the field has been steady production, and it showed you that, you know, Kareem Hunt, real talented player, good player, but this offense is about Patrick Mahomes and how he wants to incorporate the run game versus them adjusting because of what they had in Kareem Hunt.
Tom Martin with us from KCTV5. I thought the best football game I saw all year was the game, the Rams 54-51 job on the Chiefs. That game was insane, and I actually think that would be the best Super Bowl. I don't care what anybody thinks. That was the best football game I've seen in a few years. It was insane. Do you think, do you agree with that? And do you feel that that I'm you know, in the ballpark when I say that that's the game I think everybody wants to see again?
Totally. That was my favorite game this year. I mean, the Chiefs were part of probably four of the top six games this year, with the Patriots game, the Chargers game, the Ravens overtime game. They lost three of those, so you wonder if they can actually pull one out against the big boys. But I think that's got to be the matchup you want to see. I know some people want to see Saints-Chiefs because it just presents a different offensive approach, and we haven't seen it yet. But I think everyone's kidding themselves if they don't think that Mahomes, Goff, and Gurley and McVay versus Reed, it's just juicy, man. It's what the NFL future looks like on display right in front of you. And every series had a big play. Everything resulted in what the NFL wants to see. I know teams, guys rooting for other teams out there, but in the back of their heads, I also think they might think, if our team loses, this is the matchup we want to see.
All right, so how about this one, Tom? I have a picture, and Carver High, back me up on this. I have a picture right now on, and I'm going to tweet this out, and I'm going to see. How, are you close to a tweet? Can you look at a tweet, Tom? Or, like, how long would that take you?
I could look at it on the air. I can put you on speaker if you want.
Okay, yeah. Carver High, I want him to look at Twitter right now. I'm going to put this on there, and I'm also going to go, how you like these pants slick when I'm talking? And I'll put at, let's see, Tom... Casey, let me get this right. TV 5. I hopefully got this right.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
I'm waiting on the notification here.
So my problem is, Carver High, is that this thing's like blocking me for some reason that I can't. Hopefully I got it right, and it works. Let's see if it worked. Let's see if this thing works. Tell me if, is there any, I know this is probably torture to listen to on a radio. Did it work, Carver High?
It worked, yes.
It did work. Did so that the tweet, the actual tweet went out. I got it right. Yes. Now look at that pic. Can you look at that, Tom? Look on your Twitter.
You know, I've had to stall before. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Now look at those pants I'm rocking at Arrowhead Stadium in the 70s to meet Len Dawson. I told you my dad was friends with, you know, a guy that played at Missouri, a fullback at Missouri that was good friends with, you know, everybody in Kansas City had juice. So he took me to see Len Dawson one day at Arrowhead. Look at that outfit I'm rocking.
Let me give people some context. If the author Roald Dahl decided to go ahead and paint a picture of his novel Boy about growing up in the, what is it, the 50s, 60s, 70s here, this is what you have to get up. It's like plaid pants on this turf field. This is great. Where's this jacket from?
I mean, that's clearly my mom trying to, you know, get me to have that, you know, little Prince William look. Like that little, you know, you got to have the little blue blazer. You know what I mean? I'm rocking a turtleneck, a Kansas City Chiefs turtleneck there. And, I mean, that is like the greatest. And you see Arrowhead, it's like brand new to stadium in the background. How fantastic is that shot? You could tell there that I was going to be a pimp.
Right. That was the foreshadowing. I was up in the press box last year, my first year really covering the Chiefs here, and walked past this older guy sitting down eating and one of my buddies, and the buddy just starts talking, and then halfway through he goes, "Oh, have you met Len yet?" And I'm like, "That's Len Dawson. No idea. He'll just come unassumingly and hang out around people." And it was real cool. He's one of those guys you kind of get a little extra feeling meeting him.
So let me ask you one last question. Respectfully, I got under a minute. Pats and Chiefs title game at Arrowhead. How does that sound? And do you think that that's possible? If the Pats win this week and you beat the Colts, how do you think you'd do in that game?
The Pats 3-4 on the road this year. The Chiefs, obviously the last two outings, one went their way, one didn't this season. I think the Chiefs take that one. I think they like the matchup, and I don't think they play as poorly this time around as they did the first time in Foxborough. Mahomes was really not so good in that game. You don't see not so many good games from him.
Okay, so last but not least, you're taking – it sounds to me the Chiefs are going to beat the Colts and then they're going to beat the Patriots in the title game. Is that how you think it plays out, that the Pats will beat the Chargers and play you in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think they got one last hurrah in them to get that far at least. The Chargers, I love Anthony Lynn, what he's done, but I think it's the Pats. And then on the other side, I'm hoping it's the Rams. Like you said, if not the Rams, then the Saints. We'll see a lot of offense in the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
All right, you're awesome. Tom Martin, I always get a kick out of having you on. You can show that picture to anyone you like that I was just – I was like, you know, this is – I mean, I'm honestly like, you know, this is like destiny that I would be A, at Arrowhead meeting Len Dawson in those pants, B, that I would work at KCTV5 when I was 20 years old or whatever, and then that I am still talking to you all these years later on national radio and rock in Kansas City. They got to love me there. I mean, Christ, I'm giving Kansas City more love than steaks.
Well, between you and Patrick Mahomes talking ketchup, I think people have a lot to eat up these days.
Listen, I just want to say one last thing. Ketchup is for girls, okay? Just know that. Ketchup's for girls. Leave it at that. I don't eat ketchup. I got no time for that. Salt and pepper on a bacon and egg bagel. That's all you need. Ketchup's for girls. I got to go, Tom. Great stuff, brother. I love you.
Take care, my man. See ya.
Tom Martin, KCTV5 in Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.